Black people have adopted the religion of their captors to the point where they fully embody the backwards logic of messing up and easily being forgiven of those decisions and moving on. We saw that with the case of Eddie Long, and after his multiple trysts with young boys, he was still able to stay the head of his flock, and a good number of his congregants rallied behind him, regardless that the charges were eventually settled. Where there is smoke, there's more than likely a fire. Good morning and welcome to TLE News. I'm your host, Hassan Labduni, and in the story sent to me by King V, a Florida pastor was literally caught in bed with the wife of one of his parishioners. Now, ironically, the same pastor was just about to do a book signing for his newest book, I Need a Man. I need a man. Even if he is the pastor, I need a man. Anyway, I Need a Man, which, according to his website's description, offers a fresh perspective on the issues of godly manhood and mentoring. Funny, isn't it? Man, just, you know what? Roll that godly Jesus footage.
How ironic is that? I'm hurting because I've hurt you. I'm talking to Jacob Chapman. Can't speak for people on the outside because I'm not Tallahassee's pastor. I'm not Florida's pastor. I'm not the world's pastor. It hurts me that you have to defend my actions. Because when you love somebody, you want to fight for them. You want to defend them. But let me be very clear. You cannot defend sin. Preach to you each and every Sunday. You don't get defensive or try to justify sin. This ain't about nobody else but me. The world doesn't operate like we operate. And so you will be attacked for loving me. There may be some folk here today in this room who came to see what was going to happen.
Amen. Come on, Pastor. Amen. Come on, Pastor.
Amen. What is he going to say?
Right.
What are they going to do?
Right.
You can't jump in the ocean because you can't survive with sharks out there. I'm talking about the internet. You jump in that water and you try to go back and forth with folk, address this, respond to that. The sharks eat you up because that's their world. And I know you and I dive in and out of social media and all that stuff. And so every now and then when we jump in, we get bit. You can't defend sin. You got to defer to your Savior. The same Jesus I preach to you every Sunday. You defer to Him. Because when you love somebody, it's tempting to jump out there. My baby brother's here sitting on the end. They have to keep him from shooting people. He ain't all the way saved yet, and I just have to kind of talk him down. what you want me to do, man? No, I don't want you to do nothing. And keep members from. No. What I want from God, I've already received that.
Amen.
And that's His forgiveness.
Amen.
What I am asking of our members is something I may or may not get, and that is your prayers, and I'm asking for your forgiveness. Amen. Okay. You have to pray about that. Catch hold of somebody around you, the realm's gonna come back in. he's going to.
Now, that is one of the problems with religion and the people who had these churches. Many of them pander to the lowest common denominator and end up exploiting the people they claim to serve. It's kind of like police, because I can see many similarities now that I think about it. Anyway, the details of the January 17 episode outlined in a police report combined with Pastor O. Jermaine Simmons' address to members of his Jacob Chapel congregation about the incident have been the subject of intense social media buzz and scrutiny. Now, in his address to the congregation, which was filmed and uploaded to YouTube by someone in the congregation and has been seen by tens of thousands over the last week, Simmons portrayed the congregation and himself as the victims in this situation. Ha! Victim. You got to put your dick in another man's woman and you're the victim. I guess. Anyway, here's what Simmons had to say. I'm hurting because I've hurt you. Simmons said this on January 22nd. I can't speak to people on the outside. I am not Tallahassee's pastor. I am not Florida's pastor. I am Jacob Chapel's pastor. It hurts me that you have to defend my actions. Pause. Why does the church have to defend your actions? The church is not on trial. It is you. The church didn't have sex with this woman. It was you. It wasn't the church that defiled this woman and cheated and made her cheat on her husband. It was you. The church is not defending your actions. Don't put this on the church. Let me keep going. He said, you cannot defend sin. That was the first truth that he actually put out there. You cannot defend sin. The church should not have to. It's not the church's fault. It is your fault. You're the one that has to defend sin. You're the one on trial. You're the one that slept with the woman. End of story. So yes, you're right. The church does not have to defend sin. But as he said this, loud applause was received from the congregation. Because guess what? Blind sheep following the shepherd. Do as they're told, not as they do. Anyway. Now the story goes, as reported by the Tallahassee Democrat, officers went to the Siena Square Apartments on Capitol Circle Northeast in the middle of the afternoon of January 17 after a woman called to report that her husband was angry and had a handgun after he encountered his wife and the pastor, Simmons, having sex in the daughter's bedroom. The man came home early after the school called him to pick up his sick son. The school had tried unsuccessfully to reach the wife. So that means in that home, at the minimum, you had the husband, the wife, a son, and a daughter. Because guess what? The wife and the pastor were fucking in the daughter's bed. Next. According to the woman, Simmons came over to discuss starting a business and providing less fortunate kids with clothes and shoes. But one thing led to another. Somehow, some way, through no coercion, nothing whatsoever, no forced rape or anything like that. Somehow, some way, they ended up in bed together. Think about that. No force, penetration, no coercion, but somehow, some way, they ended up in bed together. Keep it moving. The man came home early after the school called him to pick up his sick son. The school had tried unsuccessfully to reach the wife, as we said. Now, the woman told police she and Simmons began establishing a relationship last October. So this is not a random incident. This is not an isolated incident. This is something that has been going on since October of 2016. Like I said, no rape, no drug charges, no candy, no hard candy, no Bill Cosby situation here whatsoever. Now, after the husband interrupted the tryst, he yelled, "I'm gonna kill him," and ran to the master bedroom for his handgun. Simmons fled the apartment naked and hid behind a nearby fence. That's God protecting you, huh? Hiding behind that fence. Boy, it wasn't for God, boy, that fence wouldn't even be there, right? May Jesus' will be done. Moving on. The wife then called the police, and her husband left with Simmons' clothes, wallet, and car keys, which he threatened to drop off at the church. He also threatened to expose Simmons on Facebook. He should have just went ahead and just dropped it off the church and not say nothing. But we'll keep moving. The wife told police her husband never threatened her and she declined to press charges. Simmons also declined to press charges. State Attorney Jack Campbell, citing the interests of all involved, decided against prosecution. Now, after phone negotiations with police, the husband arranged to return Simmons' belongings. The husband turned over the handgun to NAACP Tallahassee Branch President Dale Landry. He should have just brought all that stuff to the church. But moving on, Simmons has refused to step down from leadership. Here's what Simmons had to say. What I want from God, I have already received. That's his forgiveness. What I'm asking of our members is your prayers and your forgiveness. Now, in response, the congregation stood and applauded him for several minutes. That is the state of today's black Christian. Now, not to take away from the good the brother has done in the community, since he has done a lot. Simmons, who is married and has a son, is well known locally for addressing the physical and spiritual needs of college students, since Tallahassee is a college town with three colleges in it, FAMU, FSU, and TCC, and the downtrodden. How many of those college students has he preyed upon, though? We won't hear that. We will not hear that. Because obviously, for you to be in that position and doing what you're doing, and for you to get involved with this married woman, you've probably messed around before with those who choose to lean upon you as the shepherd of the flock. But we're not talking about that, right? Anyway, he established a cold night shelter and also organizes the annual Back to School Bash, which collects and distributes backpacks and other school supplies for hundreds of Tallahassee children. But even with all that wrongdoing, it must be addressed and punishment must be handed down. Now, Simmons is no longer fit to lead the flock, having to resort to using the old adage, do as I say, not as I do. The perfect scapegoat, cop out for continuing shameful behavior. Now, what's funny is that the wife who did the cheating is not being investigated. The school was unable to reach her about her sick child because she was busy getting dick. So the husband had to leave work to pick up this child, only to find his wife in his daughter's bed with his pastor. How's that? How's that? At least she didn't desecrate the wedding bed. She didn't bring him into the bed. But that's according to the story. We don't know how many times they have done it in the bedroom, if they've done it in the bedroom at all. All we know is that this particular instance, they were in the daughter's bed. Maybe the first time they did do it in the husband and wife's bed, but she felt some kind of way like, okay, well, let's go do it somewhere else because, you know. Anyway. Now, quite frankly, the husband acted recklessly and should have brought his ire against his own wife. Now remember, this is not a rape story. She willingly spread her legs for the man of God to receive his blessings. His rage should have been directed at her. Once again, women are getting off with their poor decision making while men continue to fight each other. She could have easily declined the pastor's advances, but like the story goes, they started their building relationship since last year. Once again, they started building their relationship since last year. Now, yes, I do agree. The pastor is wrong and should be held accountable, but the wife is worse. She, too, needs to feel the fire of her poor choices. Now, reports don't go into the schematics of the married couple's relationship. Maybe the husband was neglectful. Maybe the husband was abusive. In either case, the wife didn't press any charges or make it known, so it probably wasn't as bad as they would like for you to make, as they would make it seem. I'm sorry. Now, I know personally of relationships that are abusive, whether it's physically, mentally, or emotionally. I have friends that are in relationships that are abusive, whether it's physically, mentally, or emotionally. They're out there. But what I want to know to that woman, that wife, that person is supposed to call them a mother, because you know they're going to tell that child when that child fucks up and talks shit about their mother, your mama black, your mama black. Anyway, what I want to know, was that dick good, so good that you couldn't even pick up the phone to find out that you needed to pick up your child? Now, the story goes that this so-called pastor came over to talk business, and then one thing led to another. We're supposed to believe that. It just happened. But what I want to offer, what I want to throw into that mix is, remember, this is a relationship that has been established since October of last year. So every time they get around each other, they're trying to fuck. They're trying to consummate their relationship. It's not about business. Business is the excuse, the cover that they need to use. Anyway, the whole business thing is a fabricated lie. They already had a relationship going. He came to fuck. End of story. Pardon my French, even though that's not even French, but it's whatever. Now, let's call it for what it is. It's infidelity. It's infidelity on the part of the wife. It's manipulation on the part of the pastor. It's misdirection on the part of mainstream news. And for the congregation to turn a blind eye on the shepherd's actions is ludicrous. So it's stupidity on the part of the congregation. The pastor should no longer be at the helm of the ship. And as the captain goes, so does the rest of its people. So does the rest of the people. Now, if you have a different point of view, let me know. Drop it in the comments. Now, rarely do news reports get the full story. Those close to the case, feel free to provide some insight, if you will. Maybe there's other mitigating factors that have not been included in news reports that we need to be made aware of. Maybe. But based upon the reports, though, the only ones wrong in this case is the wife. First, since she spread her legs for the pastor in the first place, as the man of God, knowing that the man of God knows the word of God, knowing that she follows this man of God who knows the word of God, so who in turn should know the word of God herself. Secondly, the man of God, the pastor. And third of all, the congregation. I'm Hassan Labduni, signing off for TLE News. Subscribe to our YouTube pages, Lyrical Elitist, as well as TLE TV. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TLE/Lyrical Elitist. And make sure you check out our website, lyricalelitist.com, where we have TLE TV, TLE Radio, TLE News, all in one location for you. And if you would like to donate to support what we are doing, feel free. Donate just a dollar. All we're asking is a dollar. A dollar. $1. Fuck it, 99 cents, but $1 at patreon.com/TLENews. That's patreon.com/TLENews. $1. Once again, I'm your host, Hassan Labduni, and this has been TLE News.